Iraqi Premier Haidar al-Abadi has urged calm and adherence to law in the Kurdistan region. Abadi's calls came after loyalists of Kurdish President Masoud Barzani stormed into Kurdish parliament late night on Tuesday. They attacked MPs and journalists critical of Barzani. The spree of violence followed Barzani's announcement that he will not sit for another term in presidency. Lawmakers here in Baghdad, however, argue that his resignation has little consequence.
Barzani's resignation is conditional. All top presidential duties will be handed to his own son-in-law. He has appointed his sons and kin in all top military and government posts in Kurdistan. We see this as a political ploy rather than an actual resignation.
Barzani's resignation comes 6 weeks after he led a controversial Kurdish secession vote, which included Iraqi regions Kurds claim are disputed, including Orvid city of Kirkuk.
The vote on Kurdish independence was obviously a political disaster for Kurdish region. Not only they've lost the disputed territories in Kirkuk, they've lost the oil fields, and it seems very likely that the quite high degree of independence that the three Kurdish provinces enjoyed before will now be diminished.
The referendum not only sparked strong reaction from the Iraqi central government and neighboring countries, but also uncovered deep-rooted intra-Kurdish splits. Kurdish opposition MPs tell Press TV Kurds must resolve intra-splits before holding any dialogue with Baghdad over political disputes.
First of all, we need to unite the KRG, because we have many problems, political, military, and also economic problems. What we are focusing on is negotiation with federal government according to the constitution. But first of all, we have to begin and reorganize the Kurdish home.
After the Kurdish secession vote, Baghdad recaptured almost all Iraqi land grabbed by Kurds since 2003. Iraqi forces have gained control over key border crossings and are now prepping to retake the strategic Fish Khabur crossing, a vital oil export point on the borders with Turkey and Syria. In light of the uncertainties created by the resignation of Masoud Barzani as president of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, the controversial distribution of his powers, and the violent incidents led by his supporters, many lawmakers say that any dialogue to resolve disputes between Erbil and Baghdad should be put on hold until tensions in the Kurdish home front cool down. Ataf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.